Makom hadlakas achsanai liyom echad. So where should a one-day guest light? That's an interesting thing. You know, you're traveling, it could come up very often. You go away for a Shabbos. Where should you light? So says Reb Shlomo Zalman Ravach. Hamisarech b'bayis acherim afil liyom echad. So if you're a guest in someone else's home, even for only one day, zehu makom hadlakas. So that is the place where you should light. You should light where you are the guest. So he speaks out a few examples in Lamed Beis. Kigon, habal beis horov ol shar krovim. Right, you're going to your parents, you're going to a relative. Lemeshech yom hashabbos kiyotzibo. Okay, you go for spending Shabbos Chanukah there. Some years it could be even two times you'll have that. Kol shehu b'derech kviyas. If you're going there and it's a way of kviyas, that is where you're sleeping, etc. So then he says, Hainu in Lamed Bey, Lamed Gimel, Hainu, Sheshoha Sham Baderech Kvias, Shesoed Vilon Sham Ba'oiso Halayla. So you're going to eat there and you're sleeping there in a way. In other words, not a Chanukah party. Not where, you know, we're going over to, Aunt Freddy's house for some latkes and some parties, and then that's like, no. But you're there, you're in the house, you're sleeping there, etc.
But is there enough of a Chiv that's created that, for example, somebody that might not light otherwise, you can convince them to invite if they come to a party of yours that...
It's a good question. That's more of a kiruv shaila, right? Is there enough halachic basis to allow someone who would not be lighting Chanukah anyway? I would say at that point they should be mishtatef with you. Have them be included in your lighting, because that way it won't be a bracha levatola. They can certainly light without a bracha, for sure. For sure. There are certain heterim, again, I'm just saying within Rav Shlomo Zalman Horowitz Pesachim, but there is a piece from... I think it's Chacham Avad Yosef. He talks about like these Chanukah parties. They should daven Marv there. The Marv creates a kvias, and then they'd be able to light. Okay, but that does not. We'll see what he says. Shlomo Zalman does not go with that mahalach. Yelam Adalad. Oh, so he puts pre chodesh right. Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin. Holech Hu V'Chol Anshe Beis LeBeis Aviv O Chomiv B'Kvias Al Ches Yimei Chanukah. So if you're going for the entire 8 days of Chanukah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch is saying, Lav davka ches yom. It doesn't mean you're going away for the whole 8 days. Lo mash became ilashin haposkim. It doesn't say you have to go away, and that becomes your new location. Eid ela shagd lishna mipnei shekach haisa haragilus bizmanam. In their days, that's what they got. There was no such thing as a one-day journey back then. You know, if you're going for a period of time. So therefore, that's what it's talking about. Avaladina hadavar boru. It's clear. Dechol yom v'yom nidon bifnei atzmo. Each day is itself contained day. V'dina kichol achsanoi v'ein tzorech lehalik alav beiso klal. You're in achsanoi, you're there for that one day. That is your location. This is your location for this Tuesday, for the Shabbos, for whatever it is, of Chanukah, and therefore you light in that place with a bracha, because you're
the same rule in a different situation.
Correct, but I don't think that the source is, it has to be a real 8 days. That was just the common practice was back then to do it. Okay, next page, the top. V'im nimshachos sham ad tchilas halayla habo. So let's say you're a guest there, and now you're staying a little bit of time into the next night, right? Kifi shemotzi b'motzi Shabbos. You're guest for Shabbos, and you're not necessarily packing up after Havdalah. You're going to stay there for a while. So this is a chiddush. He writes, Tov shiadlik sham. You should light in the place where you were for Shabbos. Meaning you're going home, but now you're there. Ubilvaj sheyash sham chatzi shah la'acher halakoso. As long as you remain there for a half hour after, you don't just light and leave. You light and you stay there for the period of time, and then you go home. He writes, that's what you should do. This is a very common shaila about the person goes away, where should they light that night? So this is his psak. He explains in the bottom, that Devar Halach Lamed Hey. Av bishiyoch lashu lebeiso lehadlik. Even though you could go home, you're traveling from Brooklyn or something, you're going to get home in 2 hours from now, or anything like that. So hochi odet tefei, it's better to light, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the home where you're at, before you get home late at night. Shehari kevar higi zman ha-halaka. Right now, this is the zman for halaka, she's lighting in the correct zman. Right, lamed vav mikol mokum ein tzorach lisoid sham la'acher halaka. You stay there for half hour, you don't have to actually eat there. You know, you can love malk, you can have elsewhere, but you should at least stay there. Lamed Zayin v'im lo haya bedaito b'shasa halako l'sho sham meshech zman ma zeh. Now, if you're lighting and you're saying, this is it, I'm just lighting, the car's running, the engine's running, right? The kids, everyone's in the car. I'll light now, but I'm out of here. No. Near the dinner kimi shehilik al das l'chav solish nisbar l'holon. It's like you lit it on manas to, you're going to extinguish it. D'lo yotza. That does not count. Now, here is an interesting halachic comparison as to why you would have to be there for the full half hour. So listen to this. Lamed Ches. Dehine. Yesh lehistapek b'malik ner chanukah b'beiso. What would be the din if you lit in your house? U'miyad la'achar ha'halaka. And right after you lit, gomer b'daito lahaskir ha'bayis. I'm going to rent out my whole house. O limchor. I'm going to sell my whole house la'cherim. B'ofen shetzorech lazov ha'bayis b'toch zman shir ha'halaka. In such a way that I have to get out the next half hour. If we're closing on my house, I'm selling my house, whatever it is, but I'm selling my house, I'm renting out my house, and I got to leave right here. Oh, shesosaras habayis la'achar halakha. I'm destroying my home right after I'm, okay, it sounds like a little far-fetched, but the concept is emes. Do you talk in the have kimad leg ner she'enu yochel lahalik l'shir zman ha'halakha? You just lit in a home where you can't stay there for the time of it, right? So, you know, it's mali, whether I sell my house, mali, whether I leave the house. That I was in Achsonoi, that was my location, that was my kavias for Shabbat. And now I'm out of here within that area. This is no good, right? Lechora mistabed becholzman shir ha'alaka tzarech haner lios birushuso v'lo rak b'tachilas ha'alaka. It's not this, like when I started my lighting. You wouldn't think this way, but it makes a lot of sense. I can't sell my house within a half hour. I can't destroy my house
in
a half hour.
So it's not saying you can't go out or anything like that because the house is still going to be your rishus then. It's
right? Correct. Okay, the Chassidim, we try to look at the candles for the half for the first half hour. Okay, but that's right. That's not Alpidin. Alpidin, you have to, if you would have to get up and leave Mikra Din, one could. Well, it's not proper. One should stay by the lights. But there's a vort. Oh, what did I hear? The Sanzarov. He says I'm not such a big tzaddik. He says I only look at the Neros for 6 hours. So I only look at them for 6 hours. I'm not such a big tzaddik. Wow, halavai we get our six minutes.
Yeah, what? I was going to say, some set of candles if it's more than 6 hours.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It must have been he's a rabbi, you know, got okay. Yeah. Okay, so the Kavan Shekane, Yesh lehistapek gam b'dibli don achsonoi, right? If it's only your home when you're lighting and then you're out of there, it's not your home anymore. Shim yazav es achsanya legamrei b'toch hatzisha shekvar einu beso, right? So if I've left this house now, it's like you put less than the amount in. Now the halacha is, if you had the right amount, enough oil, or the candles were big enough to last for a half hour and you lit, and then it goes out, you don't have to relight. But if you would light it, Nick, there's no way, you can't rely on Som Chanal HaNes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way it was going to last for a half hour, so then it's no good. So here, he says no difference. Leaving the house is just like lighting with less than a half hour of Shemin. Right, and even if it would go out on its own, we're fine to come along because it's a machlok. We hold kovsa in zokuklo. If it went out, you do not have to relight it because again, if there was enough there that it could have lasted. The efshe the shiny hocha. Here it's a little different, right? You're leaving the house. It's not like it accidentally went out. You extinguished it by you getting in the car and driving away. Yeah, okay. The al yedei zeh. By leaving you forsaking the home you left, right? If you would extinguish the candles on purpose, you'd have to go back and relight again. But that's an interesting chah. People don't necessarily know this, and this comes up a lot of times. But people ask me, I tell them they can rely upon this, that if you're going away for a Shabbos and you could light there and you should stay there, try to have a level of malach if possible. We saw earlier you don't have to have your suda there, but that is...
For at least a half an hour.
Yeah, at least a half hour, and then you would be able to be Yoytze that night's...
Yeah. It's more than just for yourself.
Yeah.
It's